Welcome to Solutions OP Clinical Trials Podcast. My name is Olga and I'm the Managing Director of Solutions OP. We are a small team of experienced professionals working on clinical trials in the United Kingdom. I'll use our podcast to discuss hot topics in clinical trials and provide analysis of the latest trends and challenges in pharma and medical device industries, not just in the UK, but globally. Thank you for listening.
Welcome to the latest episode of the podcast. Today I'll be talking about a webinar which I attended on 10th of September. And it's organized by the US FDA, and it was about the chemistry, manufacturing and controls, development and readiness pilot program. So that pilot program has been ongoing for some years now. I think it started back in 2023. And this webinar was actually very interesting. It was a four-hour meeting and they provided a lot of information on the pilot program, and also there was a feedback from different participants in the pilot. So it was very interesting, and today I just want to give you a bit of an overview of what's been discussed and how this could potentially affect the small companies who are developing drugs. Can they use that pilot? So what were the main issues with chemistry, manufacturing and controls? So this is the first thing I want to touch on. So as we all know, those of us at least who work in the drug development, pharma companies always set quite aggressive timelines for their clinical development in attempt to reach the market as soon as possible. But very often the manufacturing is lagging behind. And if you look at the rejection letters from FDA, you'll see that many of the rejections are because there were issues with manufacturing, basically. So even if you have all the safety data and clinical data, if your manufacturing is not up to the standard to meet the safety, purity and potency requirements, then you'll be rejected. And unfortunately, this is what happens to many drug applications. And this is why FDA decided to create this pilot program, and it's going to be ongoing until 2027. And they aim to help companies who are looking to submit for marketing authorization, and they have aggressive drug development timelines to get the product quickly to the market. They want to help them to have their chemistry, manufacturing and controls up to date and up to speed, so that once they reach to the point where they apply for marketing authorization, their manufacturing process will also be compliant, and they'll be able to get the product approved on the market. So as I said, the idea behind this project is really to improve the communication between pharma companies and looking to expedite approval, and FDA will, you know, do their best to help discuss different options with companies. This is particularly interesting for any new products who can have quite a complex manufacturing process, but I'll discuss that in a moment. So who can qualify for this pilot? For those of you who are interested, I really recommend you go to FDA website and read in more details about this. But what I can say here is that companies need to have an active commercial investigation or new drug application at the time they're considering the pilot program. Something else that I can add is that some of the products that would qualify for this pilot would be cell therapies, gene therapies, radiopharmaceuticals, vaccines, small molecules and other biological products. And another important part of this pilot is that the company needs to have some breakthrough or fast track designation. So as I said from the very beginning, the idea is that if you have this breakthrough and fast track designation, you're trying to get the product as quickly as possible to the market because there are unmet patient needs. And the agency is trying to help you to get up to speed with your manufacturing as well. So what does it mean, accelerated clinical development? So in the standard process, we have preclinical phase, phase one, phase two, phase three, and after that, you have the marketing authorization. However, when you have accelerated drug development, then there is a preclinical phase, and then you can have phase one and two, and then marketing authorization. In some cases, even phase one and two could kind of overlap in the same protocol. Now, we should not forget that FDA requires two clinical trials with sufficient data to be able to submit for marketing authorization. But generally, when you have that kind of accelerated drug development, you have a lot shorter timelines, and it could be really challenging to scale up your manufacturing. So what are the common challenges is the other thing that I would like to discuss that companies face with manufacturing. So due to the acceleration of drug development, there are many unique challenges that companies face. So they have them in the regular manufacturing process as well. But when you're talking about accelerated timelines, then I think these problems are a lot more acute. So, for example, manufacturing changes in comparability. So during the discussion with the participants from pharma companies in the pilot program, they mentioned that often there are changes in suppliers or shortages of active pharmaceutical ingredients, or sometimes the product has a short life, which brings additional challenges to manufacturing. So, for example, in radiopharmaceuticals, you know, you have a product which is isotope and it has a very short life. And sometimes the companies have to change the manufacturing facilities, or they have limited experience with scaling up manufacturing. That's particularly true for smaller companies. Now, if you have a big corporation who has plenty of experience, obviously for them it's a little easier. But for those who are mid-size and smaller companies, they might not have the experience, and changes in manufacturing facilities is also quite a common thing that happens for everyone. So another important point is the process validation and assay validation. So, for example, in cell therapies, you have a lot of variability of biological products, which could be a significant challenge when you try to validate your assay, because you want to have a product which is standardized. And if you're working with biological material, it could be different every time. So it's a lot more challenging to have that kind of standardization. Potency assays, this is another big challenge. So when you have a new product from new class and you're looking to fast track it to the market, you have significant challenges with establishing the potency assays, simply because it's a new product. And to develop such assay, it takes time. So it's not something that happens overnight. So that's another common problem. Stability is another big issue. So, for example, with radiopharmaceuticals, you work with isotopes, as I mentioned earlier, and they have a short life, and they need to be handled in a completely different manner than all other products. So often we have they have to release the product before they have completed all the testing, just to be able to speed up the delivery and reach the patients, because you want to be able to reach the patients when the product is active, and that's why they tend to implement this parallel testing. So they release the product, but they still do some additional testing while the product is transported and so on. So stability, as I said, is another big challenge. So something else that I wanted to mention is, for example, the readiness of manufacturing facilities could be also a challenge. So it's normal for products to be manufactured initially in small amounts, and gradually you scale up the development. when you go into phase two, phase three, and so on. So basically, when you reach phase three, you need to have very much final product of the drug, because after phase three, you're looking to submit for marketing authorization. However, if you have that accelerated approval and development process, then you're looking to submit to the authorities after phase two. And basically, you really need to shorten your manufacturing process and make sure you're ready. You have like a commercial level product at the time you're at phase two. And that could be really stressful for all the people who work in manufacturing and for the companies trying to deliver this. Another big challenge is the extractables and leachables. So any sort of contamination due to interaction with the product or the packaging or equipment, all that is well-known issue in manufacturing, is not new. The problem is when you have this accelerated drug development, you can have significant problems, especially with new classes of products which are not well studied. So you still don't know how they interact with the packaging and what kind of issues you might have with the equipment leaching things into the product. So all that needs a lot more testing and a lot more standardizing the processes of testing that kind of extractables and leachables which could be found in the products. So these are the main points I wanted to mention, and I will now go to discuss a little bit what are the main challenges of this program. So as always, there are good things and there are things which are which are more stressful for the companies. So the challenges, I think the main challenges are the lack of time and lack of resources. What made an impression to me was that all the participants in the pilot who in the meeting represented big pharma companies, and they all work in collaboration with big pharma companies, because there were some mid-sized companies as well. So this pilot is not really accessible to startups and small companies which won't have the resources to do that, just to develop their product, and at the same time having all these sophisticated discussions with the regulatory agency. It's something that requires a lot of resources, and small companies and startups, they just won't have that. So even FDA admitted that they haven't included some companies in the pilot simply because they're not advanced enough in their development program. So my best guess is that these are probably smaller companies who are not able to put everything together so for that kind of a pilot program. So while such pilots are very helpful for the companies, we need to be realistic on how much resources they can invest in developing their product while having ongoing discussions, as I said, with the regulators. And it's not just the FDA. So one thing that made an impression to me is there's no harmonization. So that's something that is known issue in the industry. So there's no harmonization between the different regions. And even FDA admitted that they don't always know what other regulators have advised the companies. So that means if the company plans to obtain marketing authorization in several regions around the world, they need to coordinate with all the different regulators, and they need to implement everything which has been recommended to them from different regulators. This could be quite a significant challenge, especially if you're a smaller company. I would say it's probably mission impossible to achieve it, actually. So my overall view is that helpful as a pilot? Yes, definitely it's helpful. But is it going to help smaller companies? I don't think so. I have serious doubts that it will actually help the smaller companies and startups, simply because of the resource issues, the funding issues and everything else. To be able to develop your product, it requires a lot of funding, and normally companies, smaller companies and startups, when they have the funding, they want to invest it into developing the product rather than discussing issues with the regulators, even though discussing issues with the regulators is a very important thing and they need to do it. But it's in terms of priority for them, manufacturing will be always the highest priority than discussing different regulatory challenges. And it's somehow understandable. So what can we do, really? I've been thinking about this one. I think these pilots are great, and all the initiatives that regulators try to provide support to pharma companies, I'm really supportive of them. I think that's a good thing. But we really need something which is designed and thought about for smaller companies and startups, because many of these smaller companies have really good products which never reach the market because either they don't have the funding or they get tangled into regulations and they can't find the end of it. Or sometimes it's simply manufacturing issues that prevent them from reaching the market, the final market and the patients. So I'm thinking probably if we have something which is designed and tailored for the smaller companies and startups, that will help a lot. Maybe something not that comprehensive, maybe something more like a helpline where people can go and discuss a particular issue that they have. I think this could potentially be very helpful for smaller companies and give them an idea. At the moment, everything that you want to discuss with the regulators, you need to prepare all the data, have all the presentations, all your questions, everything in advance, submit it like 3 months in advance before you want to have the discussions and so on. So that the whole current process is quite lengthy and overwhelming for smaller companies. So I'm hoping that maybe someone will create a little bit more straightforward and simplistic way of companies to reach out if they have questions and get the support that they need. But again, I believe this pilot from FDA is really good, and it could help a lot for to all bigger companies and big pharma companies who are developing different products, including cell therapies and radiopharmaceuticals and so on, and gene therapies. So by no means I'm saying it's not a good pilot. It is. I'm just saying that for startups and small companies, we definitely need something more practical and more accessible and more easy to use. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you.